Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Brian, I want to ask you, like, don't feel like we've seen a lot of development from the offensive line, especially the guys you drafted last year. On the outside, that obviously makes people question the coaching. And what do you say to that? Why have those players not developed?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, there's some things that we've improved on and obviously some things that we need to work on. Again, you know, some of these games, Dan, have led to some passing situations late in the game where they're teeing off, and that's a collective thing, starting with us and down to the execution of the play. But certainly, you know, we have to do a better job all the way around.
Are you satisfied with the job Bobby has done with that group?
Well, I'm not satisfied with anything right now. So that's collectively as a team.
And then last one, just like, how can a quarterback manage better when, you know, there's going to be pressure in any offense, but obviously there's been a lot this year. What can Daniel do better when that is the case?
Yeah, I think that's just that's team offensive football. There's going to be pressure, I'd say, on a considerable amount of plays in the National Football League, whether it's, you know, free runners, just congestion versus jailbreak, and there's times where it's just jailbreak and he's got to do a good job of saving the play, congestion, moving in the pocket, keeping our eyes downfield. But again, that's a team thing too, receivers being where they're supposed to be, line working together, quarterback throwing on time, and we haven't done a good enough job of that.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bruce back.
Brian, did you get any sleep last night?
No, not much, but that's the way it goes on night games.
You maintain the same confidence in your team. Has the confidence in your team wavered in any way?
No, I think, look, when you're in this position, you know, tell them what we're not doing right. You own it. You own it as a leader, and you come back ready to go. Again, not the start that we had hoped for, we have worked for, but you know, a long road ahead and a lot of improvement to be done.
Tim Jones.
Hey, Dibs. I just wanted to ask a question about last night that drew interest, it seems, from the fan base. Was that tablet thrown at Daniel, or was it just sort of in his direction? There's just been a lot of response about that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't throw a tablet there. I just tossed it aside because it was, you know, obviously a little bit of frustration. But no, I wouldn't throw a tablet at him.
Speaking of frustration, Waller was not happy after the game. You know, I think he had one target in the first half. How do you get your key playmakers involved, even in a game that, you know, might be going south, but I would think you still want Waller to be part of whatever this is?
Yeah, I'd say that there was play calls for Darren, but certainly he can do a better job of that. I'd say there was a number of them that we just, you know, couldn't get to, whether it was the progression, whether it was the pressure, whether it was the read. But, you know, we have to do a better job of that as a coaching staff.
Thank you.
Yep.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian, I got a couple.
Sure.
When you said we call things and we just can't get to them. Obviously, with all these sacks and pressures, you're not going to get to some of these things. So when you don't just grade that, obviously, you're grading each route. that these guys are running. So what are you seeing from them, even if the ball doesn't get out of the pocket? What are you seeing from Darren and Paris and some of these guys? Are they winning their routes? Are they at least presenting enough open space for Daniel if he can get the ball out?
Yeah, I'd say they're doing a good job of, you know, of being where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. Is it perfect? No, there's certainly things we can work on there as well. But, you know, there's not a lot of mental errors or things like that, Paul, in terms of where they're supposed to be or when they're supposed to be there. But, again, the passing game, as you know, is a collection of everybody doing their job, and that's what we need to do better.
And one thing after the game, some of the guys were mentioning it. Xavier McKinney said something about, you know, we definitely can go sideways. You know what I mean? And you know, I know in this league, you know, if you don't correct things quickly, they can go south. Is that something you don't want thinking, or is that just reality?
Yeah, I mean, my thinking is come back ready to work tomorrow and, you know, talk about the things we need to improve and go out there and improve and ultimately play better on Sunday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Dibs.
Hey, Ryan.
I think the question, the big picture question on all the fans' mind is, how does a team that looked so impressive last year get off to this kind of start when you guys upgraded the talent? It's the second season in the same offensive schemes. You kept the coordinators. Are you guys, is it like a chemistry thing? How is it better? Is it the opposition has been so good? How do you explain the seemingly step back from last year when the core is the same and the coaches are the same?
Yeah, I would say, Ryan, every year is a new year. I've said that since the start of OTAs, and it is. There's, you know, a lot of things that have to go right each game to be successful. And right now we're not there yet. We're certainly working to be there, but we're not there yet, and that's what we'll try to do this week.
Is there any credence to the idea that maybe you guys are a victim of last year's success? Like, were you guys ahead of schedule last year?
Yeah, I don't go back in terms of that, Ryan. I just try to focus on the here and now, which is, you know, we got a lot of improving to do, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Thanks.
You got it.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Brian. What's going on?
Hey, Jordan.
I'm curious, Darren Waller mentioned something about he had to chip a lot and stay in, and that kind of limited his opportunities. I wanted to know what you thought of that and if you kind of agreed with that.
Well, yeah, certainly we used some of that where we had to, you know, keep tight ends and backs in to try to help out protection at times. The longer developing plays, you need a little bit more time. So, there's certainly some protection things that you have to try to do to try to push the ball down the field. And then you have to take your calculated chances of when you want to do that and how you want to do that when you don't.
And also, obviously, the interactions with Daniel are something that, you know, everybody breaks down and tries to infer, like, what happened and what's going on. Do you plan on talking with him? Do you regret, you know, having that happen on the sideline, on the field? Also, not just, you know, you going to him on the sideline, but also him kind of walking past you.
Regret what? What instance are you talking about?
Just, you know, getting animated and in, you know, saying that stuff to Daniel and sort of tossing the tablet.
Yeah, no, I'm just coaching. So I'm coaching, you know, Daniel when he comes off the field. Again, the tablet thing, I'd have to go back and see it. But again, I remember exactly what it is. And we're talking about a particular play, and I just tossed it off to the side.
The flip side is people could be saying you're kind of showing up your player by doing that so animatedly on the sideline.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
We'll take four more. Pat Leonard.
Hey, Brian. Along those same lines, is it a concern to you that when Daniel comes off the field – and you start saying something to him about the play that he, at least what camera showed, was that he walked right by you. Like, does that reflect a disconnect in your opinion?
No, I don't think Daniel's a coachable person. Again, when things aren't going great, again, I'm not exactly sure what the cameras did or did not show. But Daniel's a coachable guy, I like working with Daniel, and you know, we got some things we got to do better.
Do you think, are you and Daniel on the same page, like both ways? Like, is, does he understand fully what you expect of him? And are you, do you need to either alter or reevaluate your approach in how you either handle him in those moments or what you're asking him to do?
Yeah, I'd say Daniel and I are in constant communication. So I think we have a good understanding of one another. And again, you know, there's certain plays that happen in a game where, again, I'm not going to coach everybody the same. But I have a great appreciation for Daniel and how he approaches things.
Thanks.
Yep.
Ed Valentine.
Morning, Dabes.
Morning.
Hey, along the lines of what Paul was asking about in terms of Xavier McKinney's remarks, Dexter Lawrence said last night that he feels like he might need to hurt some people's feelings to help get this team turned around. Is that a player, in your mind, just trying to lead? Or when you hear stuff like that, do you begin to worry about players starting to turn on each other when you're playing this way?
No, I know the guys we have on this team, Ed, and the coaches. And look, we got a lot of work to do. Make no excuses. Not how we want to start. But, again, like I said last night, have confidence in the players. Have confidence in the coaches.
Thank you.
Yep.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Dabes.
Hey, Art.
When you talk about all the things that you need to improve on, now you go into a short week and obviously whatever feelings are going on, do you as a coaching staff have to zero in on certain things and say, okay, if we can get X, Y, and Z tightened up this week, you know, you're not going to fix everything in such a short time before the next time you get on the field? How do you approach that?
Yeah, each week you have keys of the teams you're playing and certain things that you need to improve on from the week before. And you try to work on those during the week. You try to hit your keys for the game. And that's pretty much consistent each week and how we approach it.
Do you have, you know, priorities off of last night that you look at and you say, okay, we need to fix this tomorrow. This cannot continue.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously we – scoring points is a premium, Art. We got down there in the red zone, had a chance to make it a, you know, a really competitive game. And, you know, that one play flipped the game pretty quick. Got to do a better job of finishing early drives. I think our third down defense improved. You know, we played much better defensively. I saw some improvement defensively. Too many penalties on special teams. So those are some hot topics.
Just one more thing, the idea that last night you were pretty banged up on the offensive line. You already had guys out coming into the night. Are you going to have to make some moves here to be able to compete this week, or do you think some of these guys will be back?
Yeah, still waiting on all these results from the trainers here.
Last one, Bob Brookover.
Hey, Brian, was there any thought on the 4th-and-1, the first offensive series, hey, we're struggling to get points in the first half, kick the field goal, or has it reached a point with almost every team when you're in that position, at that spot on the field, you go for it?
Yeah, just felt that was the right thing to do. So, again, you know, those are stuff that we talk about throughout the week. Talked about it during the drive, right where we were at, and felt comfortable with the decision and felt comfortable with the play.
Why didn't the play work in your mind? It's a play, obviously, it's become popular in the NFL.
Yeah, we've been successful for it. They did a good job of stopping it. So got some penetration, you know, built a wall and ended up stopping the play.
Are you able to practice that play?
Yeah, I mean, you walk through it. It's not a live rep of practice, but, you know, we've been successful at it. Just weren't on that one.
And were both injuries to Daniel and John Mike both play. On that play?
Yeah, it was.
Is it hard to believe that? I mean, it's kind of a flashback to the Dallas game where you get two guys hurt on a play that's it just doesn't work.
Yeah, both guys got hurt on that play.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.